Hello.
Hello, this is Secret calling back from customer support. It seems as if we got disconnected.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm calling my bank. I'm on hold from my bank right now. You're the one I talked to?
Okay, correct.
Okay.
Could you
I
verify
got
that
a
email
report.
address for me, please?
Okay. It's CUTRQUARTERS at gmail.com.
Okay, ma'am. So your email address, the phone number you used to call in on, your name, and your shipping address all matches to this account. Now, we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just wanted to make sure that you didn't authorize the charge of $5.74 back on July 3rd. Before we will
Let
excuse me.
me understand that again. I authorized $5 in what?
74 cents on July 3rd.
I'm writing this down, so just give me a second here. I'm a little bit slow. Ordered on July 3rd. For $5 and how much again? Five what?
74.
574. Ordered for I ordered this bag on July 3rd for $5.74. Is that what you said?
Correct.
Then why
Excuse me.
was I charged $67.32?
This was a welcoming gift where you only had to pay the shipping and handling for you joining the Consumer Direct Savings Store. And in the terms and conditions, it stated that within the next 48 hours, you'll be billed $67.32. That starts your first month membership and buys you a $125 gift
My
card to
first
the online
membership.
discount shopping store.
You got to be kidding me. It's the 67.32 is for online shopping.
That bought you a $125 gift card to the online discount shopping store.
I don't have any gift card, so where did that
Okay, ma'am,
go?
the gift card was sent to your email. Now, we will be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with
Yes,
the
you
IP
better,
address that
because
the order originated from. And if it does
am
come
I
back as
paying
a
for the
false
gift
case of fr
card? Do I have to pay for the gift card?
As
A
well
hundred
as
and
we
what?
will be contacting USPS Postal Inspector, and if it does come back as a false case of fraud, then the owner can be penalized. But if you're sure you or no one else in the house could have placed this order, then we can proceed with that fraud.
Well, you can sure send someone to come see us because the
Okay, so
state
I
I'm
will
in.
be issuing you the credits pending the investigation. And if it comes back as a true case of fraud, then you should see them back into the account within 3 to 5 business days. And just bear with me one moment, and I'll provide you with that cancellation number.
Just a second. I need the cancellation number. But I need to know, am I being charged 100? What was it again? 100 and something? You said it was a gift card. Your company is
The
sending me a gift.
6732 bought you a $125 gift card.
Okay, the 6732 bought.
Now, bear with me one moment and I'll provide you with the cancellation number.
Wait, okay. Got me a gift card for 100. How much was 120? Did you what? How much was the gift card?
$125.
125.
Now, bear with me one moment, ma'am.
Now, did I get the gift card? Because I don't have a gift card.
And it was sent to your email. So just
Sent.
bear with, just hold on one moment while I get your cancellation number for you.
Okay. I gotta go look on my email.
Okay, and that cancellation number is C as in Charlie.
Yes. 2609 22 22 428 428.
Is there anything else I could do for you?
Is this a confirmation number? Okay. And I should get that in how many days? Three to five
business days.
Okay. Is there anything else I could do for you? Okay, when you said it sent to me on my email, how does that work if it's on my email?
It's a code. You have a code.
Has that been used? That code been used?
I wouldn't be able to see that, ma'am.
How would I know? Okay, and
it's
email,
in your email.
Yes, but was it the one I just gave you?
Correct.
And you said it's there. So if I check my email, I should see that it's there?
Correct.
Okay, because I've been checking my email every day and I haven't seen anything, but I'll go back and check. Okay, I need to call my bank. I was in the process of, I was put on hold, so I got to call back. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye now.